We started yesterday. We started yesterday Pasuk Yudbeis, okay, we're going to finish up Pasuk Yudbeis. And go on to the next Mizmah. Ha-Melech Yisnach Ve'Lokim Yishalel Kol Ha-Nishba Boi. The Melech will rejoice in Hashem, Yishalel. They will give praise. All those, Ramachol, good morning. Ramachol's right here. He's in the flesh.
Today's a big yard site. The wife of the Maral. Her name was Pearl. Right?
The wife of the Maral. She's the one who really made the goyla. The koyach is in the wife. Okay, page 546. Mizmar samach lemal the last pasuk of Hamelach Yismach Velukim Yisalel Kol Anishba Boy Ki Yisocher Pi Doivrei Shoker. So we learned yesterday the Mitzudos and Rashi, and they both are of agreement that the word Hamelach refers to David. David is describing himself. David is describing himself. He is the Melech. He is the Melech, and he's saying that now, when my enemies are eliminated, and Hashem is by my side, then I, the King, because I was promised to be the King by Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yismach will rejoice with Elokim, Yishalel Kol Anishba Boy, and all those that swear in the name of Hashem, according to both Rashi and the Mitzudos, the subject of the oath is Hashem. And we are describing a person who is a holy person, because only a person who is a true Yorei Shamayim, a good, honest, solid person, is permitted to swear in Hashem's name. So David here is describing the elite of society, those that swear in Hashem's name, they will rejoice in my success. They will be Yishalel. Who will they be Yishalel? They will be Yishalel in me, in my success. When? Key, because at this time when my enemies have been eliminated, the main benefit of eliminating a Russia is they shut their mouth. Can you think, the enemy is eliminated, they're gone. The problem with the Rishonim is they open up their mouth and they, what comes out is sewer water. Or even worse, ki yisocher, it'll be shut down, pi the mouth, doivrei who speak shoker. Now let's look here at, we did, so that was the parish, it was basically the parish of Rashi and the Mitzudos. There are two key elements in their interpretation. Number one is that the Melech refers to Hashem, to David, David describing himself. And number two, the word Yishalel means the people, members of society who swear in Hashem's name. Radak says, V'Hamelech Omar Alatzma. Okay, so now we have a third member of the team who says the Melech refers to Hashem, to David. V'Hamelech Omar Alatzma, Kihem Choshem Lohargeni. These people, they plan to kill me. Shlo Tia Li HaMalchus, Ashnag Malchus. V'Hem Yom, they would say, Umi Sheroi Liyos Melech Yismach Melechim. And they would say, those people who want, Omar Alatzma, Kihem Choshem Lohargeni. My enemies want to kill me. Shlo Tia Li HaMalchus. The goal of my enemies is that I should not be the Melech. Vehem Yoivdu, he curses them. That's what we learned yesterday. All these elaborate curses. Umisha Roy Lios Melech. But the end is they will be destroyed, and I will be the king, and the person who is deserving to be the king will Yismach Velokim. Yishalel Kol Hanishba Boy. Kol Haroy Lihishava Bishmoy. Vuhu Mishu Yirei Elokim Viish Emes. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful words. Same exact thing. The Radak is exactly, thank you very much, exactly the same as Rashi and the Mitzudos. The people in society, he's describing the elite members of society, they will rejoice in my success. Loi Dervei Sheker. Ki Oysan PM.
The elite are backing him?
David.
Yeah?
That's what he says. Who are the ones who are right this way? Over here, there's a very bizarre, they're very. In Klal Yisrael, there is the Hamoinam, and then there is the upper crust, the upper echelon, the highest members of society who are the Yirei Elokim. Not every person in society is
a different kind of elite.
What I mean, over here is.
Insiders, rich.
No, not the rich and famous.
That's usually what I...
Right. So that's what we mean. That's not what we mean. Over here, we mean over here the people who are the Yirei Elokim. The people who count. The people who are... Now, It is a little bit interesting because, you know, in society, it's not enough to win an election when the only ones who support you are the upper echelon of society. In order to win an election, you need to have the will, the power of the hamoin am. You know, lahavdil elef alfi havdol. I'm not going to say names because it's not a place to talk about politics, but recently there's been a person who has been called deplatformed. Deplatformed. A person, okay, the new word now, deplatformed. Person in the secular world, let's not say names, we should get this thing. And there's a lot of coverage, a lot of coverage in the media as to why, what, when. But there's one common denominator of everything that's been said, that this person poses a very great threat to somebody, or to some. So what? How many people really listen to this person? How many people? There's a big machloikas, what the ratings really, the true ratings really are. So let's say it's 3 million people. Okay, 3 million people follow this person. Big deal, the country has over 300 million people. So if in this country there are only over 300, maybe 350 million people who have opportunities to vote, who cares about a small little fringe element of 3 million people? Why is there such a targeted assassination taking place against one person who only has a following of 3 million people who, it's not even 1%, not even 1%. So what's the big deal? The Teretz is, these 3 million people are the most intelligent members of society. Okay, these people are the
influencers,
intel people who have a brain in their head. Most people in this country don't even know the name of the President of the United States. I mean, I should go that far. There's the ignorance is beyond belief, beyond belief. The Hamoin Am doesn't know, doesn't care, doesn't know from nothing. So these 3 million people, even though they are less than 1% of society, they are people that have a brain in their head, and they are powerful, influential people, as Ramah Cholz, influential people, and these people really make a big difference for the entire society. So here, let's use that as a mashal, lahavdil elef alfi havdolos, to this pasuk. This pasuk, you have to acknowledge, is a little bit of a difficulty. David O'Hari wants to be the melech over the entire Klal Yisrael. The entire Klal Yisrael. And who is he saying will rejoice in my success? Who will come to my inauguration? Who's going to come? The people who are deserving, the people who are able to swear in Hashem's name. Who is entitled to swear in Hashem's name? Not the average Joe. The average member of society cannot swear in Hashem's name. The pasuk makes it very clear. In order to swear in Hashem's name, the psukim in the Chumash Devarim that say you have to be a Yirei Elokim. There are a whole number of conditions. I've got this psuk that goes through a whole list of things. And then Uvishmoi Tishaveya. When you have, and Rashi did, when you have all of these midos, you're honest, you're a Yirei Elokim, you have A, B, C, D, and all, you have all these milos, then you are eligible to swear in Hashem's name, Uvishmoy Tishaveh. So question over here is, how many people fit into that category? If you have a Klal Yisrael of 600,000 people, how many people in Klal Yisrael are eligible to swear? 10? 20, 30, 50, 100, 1,000? 1,000? Okay, 1,000. How many people can you really say this person, he made it to the top? He made it to the top. He's a true Yehudi Kim. He's right to swear in Hashem's name.
How does the Beis Din scream for that?
Okay, so whatever, there is, you're right. And it was just something theoretical. Very, very few. So that's what David is saying. That's who's going to come to my inauguration. You need the whole Klal Yisrael to be behind you to be successful. You need the common man, the simple man needs to support you, needs to appreciate your success. I'm asking, this is a question. Over here, according to both Rashi and according to the Mitzudos and according to the Radak, it says, V'hamelech yismach v'lukim, when my enemies are eliminated, then I, who am deserving to be the melech, will rejoice in Hashem, and my followers will also have a party. And who are my fans? Who are my supporters? Yishalel, they will praise. Those kol hanishba bo, all the members of society who are worthy to swear in Hashem's name. You just knocked out 99% of Klal Yisrael. So that's the part. That's going to be your inauguration. You're going to have an inauguration being the melech, and you're going to have there 10 people are going to come to your party. What?
We know that David HaMelech, when he first came to public notice, was immensely popular, right?
Okay.
Then, during the reign of Shaul, was it just Shaul and his cohorts that were against David? Were the people, did the people forget about how admired he was? The common people?
I don't know. I don't think all we know. Maybe that's really what it says over here in this passage. Look, Shaul had a lot of very holy people on his side.
People were always with David, regardless of what they heard from the royal media.
I don't know.
Singing, he kasha all the alaf of David himself.
That was later. That was earlier. That pasuk. That was pasuk that said when Shaul was the king and David was just a soldier. He was a soldier. He was. That was an earlier point in time. Yeah.
In Chotchemish, but a lot of people resolving the disputes by swearing. Is this a different swearing?
So that's what we're coming. That's what I want. I'm trying to build up to that. Others are going to disagree with what we just learned. We're coming to that exactly. But it's clear as day. We learned, we spent a lot of time on this yesterday and today, that what it says in the pasuk, Yishalel kol hanishbabu, what does this mean? They will rejoice, all those people who swear in him. Who is him? Who is the him? So Rashi, the Mitzudois, and now the Radak all agree, him is Hashem. In the Ribonoi Shalolam. And the Radak makes it clearer than the other Mepharshim, and that means, as we're discussing an element of society, a certain segment of society, the elite, the spiritual elite, the rabbinate, the rabbinic elite. Now, how many people? And though it's only those people that are eligible and are fitting to swear in Hashem's name, because the average person is not allowed to go pick up a Sefer Torah and say, "I swear A, B, and C." You're not allowed to do that. Because you're not Yari Shemayim. Radakia makes it very clear. The end of that line. Umi. On page 547 in the Radak, Pasuk Yud Beis. At the end of the line, it says Umi Sheroui Lihiyos Melech. Liyos Melech Yismach Belokim. The next words for the next paragraph. Yishalel Kol Hanishba Boy Kol Horoui Lihishava Bishmo. All those people that are deserving to swear in Hashem's name, as we learned in Rashi and the Mitzudos. And who are those people? Vehu Mishu Hu Yirei Elokim VeIsh Emes VeLoy Dovrei Sheker Ki Oisam. PM Yisocher, the people that are liars, their mouths will be shut, will be sealed. Shemotziim b'fiim shem elokim lashoker. PM Yisocher v'yei olmu. The oimer zeh k'neged shol shnei. Now, that's the next. That's the next. Wait, hold off on that 1 second because that's an explosive statement. We're going to come to in a moment. But first, I want to bring out this point because I really want to set this up for what we're going to learn over here soon, and that is. That is, there is a very difficult, I find this a difficulty, or maybe this opens up a whole new understanding of how the world really works. The world really works in the world of spirituality. David over here is saying that I am now finally going to be the king, and all these wicked are going to be eliminated, and you know who's going to be happy? About 10 people. How many people in the whole Klal Yisrael are in this Madrega where they can swear in Hashem's name. How many people? Very few. Relatively speaking, compared. So that's how you're a melech? That's your popularity? You go and you always hear in the news job approval. Job approval, or the ratings. Job, whatever the terms are. And, you know, they're always measuring, you know, 50%, 30%, 80%. Then they say, the polls are all baloney, they're skewed, and they're all, you know, who's making these polls? The media has explicitly stated and declared who their favorite little boy is. So, whatever. But you're always hearing these terms. In order to rule, you need an electorate. Is that the right word? You need people. You need people. So David is saying, my success is now going to be determined based upon the few elite. How you talking? Is that true? You need the hamoinam. You need the masses to appreciate who you are. You have to capture the mind of the common man. Okay, this is what's going on over here. So you have to say that the spiritual world is a very different world than the world that we live in. We live in a geisha world, and you know, Lahavdil Elif Alfi Avdalis, this has been said many times in the geisha world. Trump, you know, he was president for 4 years. That's a pella. A businessman has nothing to do with politics, can just become the president. And one of the things that's always said over and over is name recognition. Every yokel, including myself, watched The Apprentice. The Apprentice.
You never watched it.
I don't think I ever watched the whole segment, but you saw the clips for 5 seconds. You're fired. Chutzpah noira. The azus panim. Name recognition. The Goyish world, it's Enochinami. You need the hamoin am. You need the lowest of society to know who you are. Celebrities, they run for Arnold Schwarzenegger. What in the world does he have anything knowledge of being a governor of one of the largest states in the country?
He did a good job.
What does he know? Anyone can do a good job compared to what we have now. Ha ha. That's a chiddush. Teretz is name recognition. David over here is talking about a handful of people. This goes to show that in the world of Ruchnius, it's mamish, a different world. In Ruchnius, David says, you know who's going to be happy when I win the election, when I become the Melech? Those people that are deserving to swear in Hashem's name. And everyone else? Who cares? You're dealing with 10 people? 15 people? 100 people? And that's going to determine the success of Klal Yisrael, the Melech. The whole nation has to rejoice in their king in order for their king to be successful. Ein melech b'loy am. It must then be the trickle-down effect. This is what you have to say. How else are you going to understand this? The trickle-down effect of Gedolei Yisrael, and we're talking about real Gedolei Yisrael. Today, Gedolei Yisrael, not Chas V'Shalom coming to Chas V'Shalom sitting negative, but you know, when there's a real high caliber of Gedolei Yisrael, who you just can sense the Yiras Shemayim, the Yiras Elokim, it's a different ball game. And the Hamoinam, you're talking about the Sfardim, Ravadi Yosef, they worshipped him like a god. Ravadi is like by the Sfardim. Sfardim have more of a sense of the Gedolei Yisrael. People, Rav Aaron Kahlo, they were petrified of their mamish. They ran for shelter when they saw coming down the street. Penetrating person, these were Sadmirov. People were terrified of him. They were terrified, even though they maybe thoroughly disagreed with him, but they didn't want to debate him. They didn't want to get into a debate with him. They were terrified of him. There's a certain, these people in a chanami, they count. And if they give their haskama, their endorsement, then it's a different ball game. You know, today, we endorse this person for political office. Yeah, who cares what you have to say? Big deal. But when you're dealing with Gedolei Yisrael, it's a shocking thing what it says here. David says that my success as being the Melech will really depend upon a few people. And if they acknowledge that it is odd that it's worthy to be the Melech, Mimela, the whole Klal Yisrael is just going to fall in line. That's something that in today's society, in the Goyish society, Lahavdil, is completely foreign to anything. But that's what it says. And who is going to rejoice in my success? Yishalu kol hanishbo. Wait a minute. Kol hanishbabo, according to Rashi, who says in the Radak, is a handful number of people. And that's what you're so happy about. If you want to be the melech, v'hamelech, I'm now the melech, you need the common man. Ein melech b'loyam. If the common man thinks that David took away the malchus from Shaul, Shaul's the real melech, it's not going to work. You need the arm to be behind you, to have you. You need the support of the people. That's the way it works. Teretz says, the world of Ruchnius is not the world of Gashmis. The Melech of Klal Yisrael is not a political leader. The Melech of Klal Yisrael is a holy man. He's an Ish Kodesh. He is Ruach HaKodesh. And if the tzaddikim of the generation, if we could even appreciate what that means, they rejoice in him being the Melech, it's over. The Hamoinam, there's a koyach that automatically penetrates the whole world. This is the Melech. Okay, now, that shot is a little bit hard to swallow. What?
He's smart enough to know, I don't care what the ignorant think.
It's not so simple to say that.
If I got the backing of 10 people who know, and they're smart, and they're brilliant, then I know what I'm doing is right.
That's not the way politics works in the Goyish world. In the Goyish world.
The Satma Rebbe would say when he was there, with all this Chassidim went rioting and doing crazy stuff. He says, I have 10 Chassidim and 1,000 Shvantzim. He recognized what he had, and he appreciated the Chassidim who followed him, and not the
why? So where did that come from? From Yerushalayim.
From his Yerushalayim.
In the Goyish world, such a thing would never work.
This is in the Goyish
world. We have to appreciate that. See, when we read Tanakh, it's very hard that to understand that the rules of the Melech of Yisrael is a world of a difference than the rules of power. The whole world revolves around leadership. Leadership, authority, the hierarchy. And the most basic thing is, it's not for nothing that you hear on the news every single day, what's his job approval rating? Job approval rating. Everything is always polling, statistics. If the people
problem.
Don't support you, you can't govern.
But that's a problem, because you're governing just because on approval ratings. You're not governing on what's
that's right. The problem.
What's
but that's the way the Goyish world works. And this pasuk of yours comes to in the world of Ruchnius doesn't work like that. In the world of Ruchnius, if the people in society who are true Yirei Elokim give you your stamp of approval, automatically you will succeed, no matter what. That's something which you know, it's not so easy to swallow. Because you look even today in the Jewish world, which we try to make believe that our Jewish world is you know, like the Malchus of Yisrael, and there are people who are G'dolei Yisrael, if they don't have the backing of the common man, they're also in trouble today. that's a nasty thing to say. It's a nasty thing to say. But
whether
today,
you know, whether it's yeah good, everybody's playing politics.
Today, see, that's the problem. See, we and that's why when you read a pasuk like this, you're taken aback. This is a reality check. Exactly what you're saying, but you're not allowed to say that because that's very nasty to talk about our G'dolei Yisrael to say things like that. But we don't live, you know, we live in, you know, you have to be realistic to a certain degree. You have to have the right balance. Now, what I just said is a little bit extreme thing to say, and that is why if we look at the skip now to the Malbim always has a practical focus. Let's look over here in the bottom of the page. Pasuk Yud Alfi Beis, Yagi Ruhu, look to the middle, look at okay, Maima Zeh Nimshach Al Yishalel Kol HaNishba Boi V'Shi'ur HaKosov.
The Malbim,
the bottom of the page, Tefilois David LaHamalbim, on the very bottom of the page, 547. Pasuk Yud Aleph Yud Beis. Yud Aleph Yud Beis, Yagi Ruhu. We spent the whole shiur on this yesterday. Maima Zeh Nimshach. This pasuk, this statement is following the words of Ali Yishalel HaNishbabo V'Shi'ur HaKosuv, the meter of the pasa. Okay, but basically this is the flow, this is the gist. The gist, the summary of the pasuk is Aval Kol HaNishba B'Shem HaShem Be'emes Now, what does that mean? So it says over here, it doesn't mean to swear in Hashem. It means, what I'm saying is not totally correct. The truth is, it's really the same. Let's read it. Sha'avdei ha-melech kulam nishbu'u loy ba-Hashem bal yimrudu v'chein. It's not really what I meant to say, but let's read it anyway. Okay, well, I'm confusing with the farish, but let's read it anyway. V'chein kol anshei David nishbu loy be'es naflu olav. Here is what I really meant to say. So we will explain everything in a second. Kol hanishba b'shem David ki hoya darkam lishava b'shem hamelech kimo chei faro heim yishalulu lemar. In other words, the common man swears in the name of the king, not in the name of Hashem. To swear, there's a different madrega. This is what it seems to say. If you take a person, you say, I want you to make a shua on the Bible. No way. I'm not swearing on the Bible. I can't do that. Okay, I want you to... it's something that the common relates to. Okay, we discussed this yesterday. We don't relate to this. In ancient societies, and even not that long ago, is that you swear to show your allegiance. You swear by the life of the king. Chei paro, the life of is.
I would say just the opposite, that it's disposable.
Oh, so isn't that exactly what Rashi says about Yosef? Yosef lied straight out. And chei paro, because people thought that Yosef, he adored paro, and the most precious thing in the country that you have in the country is your king. Your whole stability in life is based on the king. So you swear by, if I'm lying, then the king should die. No one would dare want that to happen. So, but you have to acknowledge that this person that would say Chei Paro, maybe he's a closet hater of the king. Like Yosef. I couldn't care less about Paro. I could care less about Chei Paro. So a person, the common man, swears by the life of the king. Because I couldn't care less. But the common man does not swear by the name of Hashem. So when it says over here, it's a different level. A soldier, a doctor has to take, what's it called, the Hippocratic Oath?
Yeah.
Okay, during the military. Okay, in the military, every person who enters into a position, there's always a ceremony, and they have to make a pledge. They have to make a pledge, whether you're a police officer, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a lawyer, I don't know about.
Cryptographic oath.
You have to take every, in society, we find in society, you always see what a judge, they swear in, but there they swear in the Bible, okay, not so simple. They swear in the Bible, you see Supreme Court Justice or the President of the United States, and they swear, what do they swear on? Okay, a Mickey Mouse, what are these, in this society, who you identify with, that's what you're going to swear on. Okay, you swear, but there's a world of a difference, of a difference between swearing by the life of a human being versus swearing by the life of the Melech, Malchei, Amlach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Malbim in the second interpretation says that those people who swear by me, which means society, it means society. You come down, you get off the Brooklyn Bridge. Welcome to Brooklyn. The mayor, it says the name of the mayor. And what does it say? It says the borough president. Who's the borough president? They always say, have to change that sign every Monday and Thursday. They're changing that sign. Who's the new borough president? Who's the new mayor? You come and you live in a city. It's the mayor's city, right? Is there certain mayors that are very, very in your face? Right, like Ed Koch probably was the most in-your-face mayor. Yeah. How am I doing? In-your-face, mamish. This is my city over here. This is my. I'm the mayor. This is my city. Okay, certain mayors you don't hear about. Okay, you don't hear about certain people. Adams, he doesn't seem whatever. He's busy with his other Michigan guy. You don't hear about him too much. You're busy with other certain people. They're very dominant. In a country, you have a melech. Good morning, a wolf. You have different, and the common man says, oh, this is Adam's city. Where do you live? I live in Adam's apple. No, good line? You heard it here first. Adam's apple. New York is an apple, right? The Big Apple. The Big Apple. This is Adam's apple. Okay, you live in Adam's apple. Chei Melech. The common man. The common man is always living. It's not the Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't put a Bible on the table before me. I'm not gonna go there. I don't wanna give up my life, God, Kiddush Hashem yet. Okay, you're not gonna swear in Hashem's name. It's a world of a difference. According to the Malbim second interpretation, when it says Va'melech Yismach Velekim Yisal Kol Anish Babo, it's a poetic way of saying every yokel in society will rejoice at my inauguration. Every yokel. We're gonna take a picture, we're gonna have the whole country right in front of my palace. Kol Hanish Babo, because every citizen in society at some point in time, I swear by the king, Chei Paro. Chei Paro is an expression that the common man says. The common man does not say, I swear by Hashem's name. That you wouldn't do. You wouldn't, that you're talking about a handful of people that are on a madrega, they can swear by Hashem's name. So then, oh, Taka, you want to be a melech? You want to govern? You have an electorate? The common man is behind you. Those people in society that say Chei Paro, who says Chei Paro? Every guy on the street will say Chei Paro because they want their king to succeed. Everyone, why do you want the leader to fail? If the leader fails, you'll be living in poverty. You'll have gehakta tzaras. Of course, you want your elected officials to lead to be successful. Okay, I remember. You know, today we live in a very today's world is such a crazy world. But I remember this is a. I remember Bush W, the second Bush. I remember this that he was in the after Obama. Won and he was president elect. He was in the Oval Office, and anyone knows that Obama and Bush have nothing in common. Okay, have a zero in common. But Bush, okay, I'm not here to politics. I'm not. I have a lot to say. Unfortunately, I have too much wasted time reading some nonsense. But I'm not here to comment. But. Make the assumption that they have nothing in common, zero. And yet Bush, at that time, going back to a different generation, I remember seeing this on television, he said to Obama, we want you to succeed. You won the election. It obviously weren't my, you didn't get my vote, but we want you to succeed. There are a lot of problems in this country, and that's the goal. The goal is you should succeed. You're not my... Because if you're successful, the country is successful. If the country's successful, it's good for me. It's good for everyone. You know, it's good for everyone. Every man, whether, you know, this agenda, that agenda, azoin, in a normal society, I'm not talking about we're dealing with crazy, crazy lunacy. I'm talking about in a normal, healthy society, knew the opponent won and you lost. Okay, but if my opponent does not succeed and grow the economy and grow the country, then we're all done. We're all finished. We're all going to be vulnerable and threatened. We're going to have a miserable life. New, you have your agenda, pay more taxes, less taxes, and this, the mishkas, not mishkas. But the goal is to be successful. Every yukul in society wants the leader to be successful. Chei Paro. But it's the common man. It's not the elite, the 10 people who are the Yirei Elokim that can swear b'shem Hashem. I'm trying to present to you that there's a world of a difference between Rashi, Mitzudas Radak on one side, and the second parish of the Malbim on the other side. According to Rashi, Mitzudas Radak, when it says, Kol Hanishva Bo, the subject of the word Bo is the Ribbono Shel Olam. And who is able to swear in Hashem's name? 10 people. So then, I'm going to be a successful melech because I have the support of 10 people. And everyone else, who cares? Really? Really? Is that how it works? Well, I guess in the world of Ruchnius, if the greatest Yirei Elokim give you your support, it all trickles down. It's a trickle-down success. According to the second interpretation of the Malbim says, Kol HaNishba Bo is a poetic description of every single common man in society, because every yukul will say, Chei Paro. And they will rejoice in my success as being the melech. David has an electorate, and he can govern. Yeah.
If you could say what you said in the first, if the 10 people say I am right, then that means what I'm doing is right, and what's right will always win out. So I have,
in the world of Ruchnius, that has to be the so. In the world of Gashmius, it's not like that.
In the world of the righteous will always be.
Look what's going on in France. Look what's going on here. If you're following the news in France. France is
ultimately the right will go.
There's a very small percent that is supporting the leader, and the Hamoinam is literally destroying the country. The whole country is
are they right or wrong?
It doesn't matter they're right. It doesn't matter right or wrong. You can't govern.
If they're wrong, they will ultimately lose.
Really? I don't know if that's really so. Communism is outright Gezel, and they've been pretty successful for generations.
Gezel has been successful.
What?
Gezel's not been successful because they all get eventually caught.
It takes generations. Generations.
Maybe the right will win in the end, but wrong will have a pretty good time.
Sheker is alive and well in this world. Ultimately, Sheker will fail miserably in our lifetimes, or maybe in a couple of generations. It took 70 years for the Soviet Union to crumble, and now look, they're coming back. They're trying desperately to come back together. It took 70 years. The corruption of the Soviet Union went on for 70 years. After 70 years, the whole thing went up in smoke. Okay, so yeah, you're right. Sheker is not going to last, but for 70 years, he had a pretty good run. They did a lot of damage for 70 years. In the big picture of society, okay, and the history of the world. All right, these are very different. The first parish of the Balaam is pretty much similar to what it says. It's very similar to what it says really in Rashi and Radak. It means those that swear by Hashem. We'll see the words one more time. The two parishes are very powerful. What the Balaam says. The first wide line. The second one is the shiur. The first wide line. V'shiur akasa, reading the Malbim. Pasuk Aleph Yud-Beis 5:47 on the very bottom of the page. Avul kol hanishvah b'shem Hashem be'emes. Okay, this is really what it says in the Mitzudas and the Rashi. Sha'avdei hamelech kulam nishvu'u loy b'Hashem. They swear to David in Hashem's name. That's a very small segment. Baal yimrudu, they will now rebel. V'chein kol anshei David nishvu lo be'es naflu olav. And all of the men of David, they swore to him when they joined him. He had a very small group. How many people were part of his entourage, part of his inner circle? A very small group. And those people who are part of his inner group, they are Yirei Elokim. They indeed are eligible to swear in Hashem's name. Oy, and now is where he deviates. Now he goes on, he says something, Kineg Rashi Radak in the Mitzudos, Ritzoyin Eloimar, Kol HaNishba B'Shem David, not his inner group, any Tom, Dick, and Harry. Ki Hoya Darkom, that's the way life is. You're a member of a society, you look to your leader for success. Ki Hoya Darkom, Lishava B'Shem HaMelech, Kimo Chei Paro. Every person says this. Heim Yishalim, or the common men will rejoice in David's success, Shagam Im Yagiru Al Yidei Cheref, Hagam, Shaul is going back to Shitah, said the Malm, what we learned yesterday. Even though Shaul desperately tried, remember the Malm learned that's not a curse. The Malm learned that all of these psukim is describing the behavior, the criminal behavior of Shaul HaMelech. Shagam, Shaul, Vanoshav, Yagiru, as David al Yidei Cheref, even though they tried to kill him or to terrify him through the sword, Vigarshu Oisoi Min HaMa'oros, to draw him out of the caves, Ashahu Mischabe Sham, Lizgoirer Bo Aratzois, to live, to dwell as a ger in Aratzacher. Let's just go back to yesterday. We spent so much time on this. The word Yagiru, we came out Limaskan, it means one of two things. Either it means of terror, to terrorize you. You put the sword over your head. Lashon of you quoted the pasuk. I've got the pasuk. The pasuk that says what it says says lo saguru mehem, right? Lo saguru. Mimenu yoguru. Mimenu yoguru kol yoshrei sevel. Terror, fear, fear. It means fear. That's what Ungalus said. Right? Ungalus says yidachal lune. And then we learned in the Mitzudos. And the Radak, it means to pour. and it's a borrowed word which means violent death where the blood flows from the wounds. The blood is flowing. Or it means to cast down, like an object which is thrown down. Here it appears that the Malbim is alluding to another interpretation. That the word Yagiru comes to of a ger and a toishav, a ger tzedek. A ger is a stranger. And it means Yagiru, they will evict him. They're trying to evict me from my home and move out and become a sojourner. It's like someone said to me, I was very disturbed the Shabbos where I went to a place and I always had a certain mocking. And now there's a new koilel. They opened up a new koilel during that period of time and they took over a certain part of the Beis Medrash. And I come and I say, hey, my high, this is my seat. So the guy says to me in a joking way,
no,
we have a new koilel here. Either you join us or you move out. I said, ooh, that was nasty. You move out. Hey, what kind of nonsense is this? Okay, chashav, if a koilel would have a big deal, move over one seat. But it's less of a ger. A ger is a sojourner. And it's a very hard word. This word we spend so much time on, yagiru, to flow, the blood should flow from the violent wound of the sword, or you should be cast down, or you should be terrorized, or now a new interpretation, you should become a sojourner, a ger, move out. They want to evict me from my land and become a ger in a foreign land because of the threat of death. Al Yidei Cheref. Now, continue over here, it says over here in the Malbim, Ad Shamoros, that Shaul wanted me to move out to the degree Ad Shamoros, V'sach Tiyos Eretz, Eile Yiyu Minas Shu'olim, Sheshu'olim Yoguru Sham, when I move out of my home, then the foxes are going to invade my territory. B'chol Zos, HaMelech Yismach V'Hashem, Ki Hashem Yoshieini Mikol Tzoroisav, Ki Yodea Betach, Ki Yodea Betach. I know it's a very powerful word in modern Hebrew. Betach. You ever hear the Israelis talk? Betach, Betach. It's one of the slang words. What? No, I think, is that what he means? Okay, whatever it means. I don't want to focus on that. The place where I came from, where I was, yeah? All right, fine. That's not the point we want to make. Fine, whatever. Fine. We learned that yesterday. Whatever. There are different halachim in this, but betach yisocher pi, it will be shut up, the mouth of those who speak shekel. And by the way, now this word is a very interesting word. There's a whole mincha shai on this. The word yisocher is used by water. And it's interesting that when you want to say that the people who speak sheker, there's a certain common trait. People who say sheker, their mouths are like fire hydrants. All the garbage just keeps on coming out. People who speak emes, you can't get a word out of them. I know a person, his name is Mayer, not Mayer Appeldorf, who's Mayer, Rabbi Chol, you know what I'm talking about? He's an ish emes, his name is Mayer, and you can't get a word out of him. You can't. You need a dentist. We have two dentists over here to open up his mouth. He has a very good grandson, Rabbi Chol, a wonderful, wonderful grandson, and his name is Meir, and he doesn't say a word. He's a mitzuyan, a very big Talmud Chacham. He doesn't say a word. You can't get him to talk anything, but he's a very, 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 he's an ish emes. And the people who are ish emes, they say very little. They don't talk very much. The people who say sheker, they don't stop talking. That's a trait that generally goes together, like a fire hydrant. And when you want to talk about closing a fire hydrant, the word is, you just shut the fire hydrant. The word is yisocher. Vayisochru maynois tohoim rabo. When the Torah talks about closing a fountain of water that is flooding the world, the word to describe the closing of a fountain is the word yisocher. This word Yisachar, so it's an indication that the people who speak Divrei Sheker, the words that come out of their mouth, they don't stop talking, and everything they say is a lie, and you have to shut them down with the word Yisachar. Okay, so it says, let's go back to the Mamad Banu. Yisachar, Adorim Sheyagiru Al Yidei Chelav Ki Bevadei Moloich Yimloich K'moyish Yiftiach Loi Hashem. David concludes that Hashem promised me. Shmuel anointed me with the Pach HaShemen. He anointed me. I'm going to be the Melech. Hashem's words are true. Now let's go back to that. The Radak says something over here which really, really shook me up. You know, we talk about Shaul. And Shaul made mistakes. And he lost the Malchus. Shmuel told him, it's over for you. It's over. You lost the Malchus. Shaul had a very hard time accepting that. The pain was beyond we can imagine. And he was overwhelmed with it's an avera to say he was depressed, to say that he was paranoid, to say he was delusional, because you don't talk about holy people with the terminology of today. Whatever it means, Shaul was overtaken by a ruach, it says there in the pasuk, a spirit, whatever this means. Okay, he tried to kill David. We always dan Shaul lekafschus. Right, Rav Menachem Sperling said this yesterday. We're always Rabbi Eliezer, a leader friend, said this yesterday. We're always dan shol l'ka, even though really today they would lock him up. I mean, depends if he was Democrat or Republican, but they were locking. He took the sword and he threw it at David. He tried to kill him. He took the sword, the spear, and he threw it at him, and he just barely missed. And he killed the whole Neivir HaKohanim. No one's denying that. He killed out the whole place. 85 Kohanim he killed. 85 holy people because he felt they were murdered by Malchus. I mean, he went to extreme measures. This I never saw before. That he did something else. Dr. Fastek, once I was finished up this thought, then not me will speak. And there's one thing that I never saw before that he also did, which is shocking. Read the Radak. The Radak says, the Oimer, it's the second, it's three lines from the bottom of the Radak, page 547, in the last paragraph of the Radak, on towards the top of the page, the last paragraph where it begins, Yishal Kol Nishbabo, and then the last three lines, in the middle of the last, the third to last line, the Oimer Zeh, this idea of swearing, talking about the rejoicing, the swearing, Kineget Shol, Shenishba Hashem Shelo Yomis Es David. Shaul, the holiest of the holy, he swore by Hashem's name that he will not kill David. K'moy shekosuf vayishva Shaul chai Hashem im yumas. I swear, I don't look up one of those incidences where Shaul acknowledged that he was made a mistake. I swear that he will not die. The achar kach, he violated his own oath. That's a pretty serious thing. That's the Ten Commandments. That's part of the Ten Commandments. Don't take Hashem's name in vain, which includes an oath in Hashem's name. The Radak doesn't mince words. He says many times to kill him. Wow. So over here, he's saying over here, David, the way the Radak, and we should learn Shan the Pasek. David over here is mocking Shaul. It's an incredible what he's saying in this passage, because it's shocking. David was very careful whenever he spoke about Shaul. He was very careful because he acknowledged he was the Mashiach Hashem. And even though Shaul was trying to kill him, David never killed him. David, he cut his garment, all these things that he did, and he always spoke with the utmost respect, even though he's trying to kill me. Because Shaul is not a simple person. And here, he says something that is utterly shocking. He's like almost mocking. He's saying, HaMelech Yismach V'Lukim Yishalel, they will call HaNishbabo, the people who really swear in Hashem's name honestly. Not like this Melech over here, who is a liar. A liar? Not just a liar. He's in violation of the Aseres HaDibros. He swears by Hashem's name falsely. He swore on the Bible. And what happened? Multiple times he tried to kill me. Okay, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how easy he's
talking about Shaul when he says Kol Hanish
Vavro. No. He's not talking about Shaul. He's talking about according to the Radak, he's talking about his elite. He's talking about his inner circle. David says, I'm going to be the Melech. And I'm going to rejoice. And my inner circle, my chevra, who learns with me and davens with me, who are Yirei Elokim, they're going to rejoice. And my Yirei Elokim, they are people who swear in Hashem's name honestly. Not like Shaul, who's a liar and swears in the name of Hashem b'sheker. That's what I can say. Why is David saying, I'm going to rejoice?
Shaul.
But he's saying the whole sentence. The whole sentence, why is this? It's an indirect sense. Why is David wants to go talk about when David wants to express himself and say that he's rejoicing in his success that he's the Melech and his followers are also going to rejoice. What does he have to go and say in these words? Why does he have to describe his success and his happiness in terms of that his followers who swear in Hashem's name? He's trying to insult Shaul. He's using this praise as a backstabbing against Shaul. So the Radak says, not like Shaul, who's a liar. Such a liar. He even swears by Hashem's name. And he violates the oath multiple times. It's incredible how what he's saying over here. Look, we can read these words over here. The Oimer is the reason why he's praising himself. One second. The reason why he's praising himself in this fashion, Kineged Shaul, This shevach that he's giving, that the people who swear in Hashem's name will rejoice in my success, is a way of insulting, contrasting my chevra with his chevra. Because he is the leader of a pack of people who only know how to be liars. The oim is a kineged shol. Shenishra b'Hashem shelo yomi, says David. You don't believe me? Look at the pasuk. K'moy shekasev. Vayishva. Shaul, Chai Hashem im Yumas, if David will die. And what did Shaul do right after that? It says next psukim, Va'achakach Redofai Kama Pamim Lahamisai. Wow, what an insult. What an insult. And what a statement to say that Shaul HaMelech was a liar. It's one thing to say he's a murderer. No. A murderer. And I'm not even joking. There's a certain, you know, I always like to tell you, Breslov, if you open up the Breslov of books, I don't see them give that anymore. There's an Avera that if you ever read those books, in those books, you know, Avodah Zarah, Gil Yarayish, Vichastamim, you know, it's not, you're not going to get Shlishi for doing Avodah Zarah, Gil Yarayish, Vichastamim, but relative to another Avera, it's a piece of cake. There's another, you ever read, I'm not going to say what the other Avera is. You can use your imagination. In all those Breslov books, there's almost an obsession with a certain type of Avera. You know what I'm referring to?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what I'm referring to. If you don't know, I'll tell you later. There's a certain Avera, and you read that Avera is the world comes to an end. Now, in the world of, really, that's the Avera you should worry about? What about the Avera of Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayis, Shvich, Abizrayu, the Shvich Hasdamim, you have Taryag? Nowhere in the Taryag Mitzvahs does it say anywhere that Avera that's discussed in these books. It doesn't say it anywhere. It's not part of the Taryag Mitzvahs. It's not anywhere in the Torah, I don't think. Maybe there's an allusion to it somewhere. There is no remes.
Yeah.
Okay, but then the Taryag Mitzvos, and it doesn't say an allusion to it, and yet the impression, the Olam of Kabbalah is, that's the worst. Murder? Big deal. The guy will come back as a Gilgul. Big deal. Gilgul Neshamas. But that Avera, you machriv the ganze Welt. Okay, obviously we're not part of that world. We live in a world of what you see is what you get. And we don't focus on that. We focus on the Taryag Mitzvahs. But in the Litvish world that we do live in, it is interesting, MS does carry enormous weight. Lo Sishaku, last week's parasha. MS is almost equivalent to murder. It's not, obviously. But a person who is a shakran, it's not a person. And there's no telling what he'll do.
Because he can kill
There's no telling. A person that does not have a concept in their mind of MS and Sheker, wow, you're in a lot of trouble. This, stay away. Stay away. Sheker, indeed, in the world that we do live in, is really way up there in Shrichas Tamim. There's a very small difference between Sheker and Shrichas Tamim. And over here, when David over here accuses Shaul as being a liar, a shakron, b'shem Hashem, this is a very, very scary statement.
Showing that he was a shakron.
Showing that he was. But Lita Friend is very correct in that you look at David elsewhere, you look in Chazal, We look the other way. We don't dwell upon this, and we view Shaul as Kodesh Kodashim, and that's why this was a very. I'm not making up these words, right? It says these words, very powerful. These words, what it says over here on the page over here. It's like, ooh, this is scary, and he's reading to the pasuk at kedekach, and David's mocking Shaul. My unzrechevra, we anshei emes, not like Shaul, who's a shakron, and someone who swears in Hashem's name falsely. Whoa, that's quite a statement. That's quite a heavy duty. The Balei Musar, what would Rabbi Shaul Salanta say about this radak? He knew everything about Shaul Salanta. What would his comments be? Okay, Dr. Fast Tag, yes.
Okay. We have a mitzvah to listen to our chachamim, not to go to the left or to the right of what they say, even if they tell you that your left is your right and your right is your left, okay? And there was the head of the Sanhedrin, was a very big gadol b'Torah, his name was Doeg, and It would seem that Shaul HaMelech was following his hakam, his spiritual guide. So how could you say Shaul was wrong?
There are rules. No one is above the law. No one. There's tayag mitzvahs. There are tayag mitzvahs. You're not allowed to murder. You have a loophole because Rabbi B'Malchus, Shmuel told Shaul, you are out. The umpire came to the mound and took the ball, or the manager came to the mound and he took the ball out of the baseball, out of the hand of the pitcher. You're out. Get off the mound. You're no longer pitching in this game. You're out. Don't stand here and give signals to the catcher. You're out. And Shaul was in violation of that command of Shmuel. And anything that he does now is connected to Tara Kula. Now that he goes and he tries to kill, he killed the Noiv Ira Koyhanim, 85 Koyhanim were murdered. For what? David's mobile, Shaul is mobilizing his whole army and making a civil war in Klal Yisrael and making a machlekes. You go into shulik, you walk into shulik on Yom Ha'atzmaut to say halal, not to say halal. It always ends ugly and dirty. You say the word vaccine, you know you're going to have a big fight. You say the word Yom Ha'atzmaut on Hey Iyar, you know there's going to be a fight. So Shaul, he walks into shul, I'm the melech. You need this. You need the machlekes. What do you need the machlekes for? What did he? Shmuel told him, "You're out of the game." He's not above the law. All right.
Maybe you see that Sheker is worse than Nisa, because if we look at it, the overall picture, there are exceptions when you can kill. There are exceptions. There are no exceptions when Sheker is around.
There is. Mishanim nidarke sholim. Mishanim nidarke sholim.
Hold on. When you do that, you're supposed to do it in a white line, not midvar sheker.
It's a big sugya. I had a big fight with someone about this on Shabbat. On Shabbat, the Talmud Chacham, he's a Rav. He shows me a Rambam, and he makes this whole drasha to me that in Darak Yisham you let it lie outright.
Outright.
Outright. So he tells me, and he shows me a Rambam, And I told him, this is very big, and I was really shocked because he's a rough, he's Talmud Chacham. And I said, that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam, look at his words, he's very, you allowed to be Mishaneh. Mishaneh means, he twisted. To openly say an outright blatant lie, you never allowed to do. That's what I was trying to tell him.
He's saying you could.
He's telling me you could. So, all right, listen, so it certainly is going to be a machlokes rishayim. Certainly, you know, the degree of what we're talking about over here has to be a big machlokes, how far you're allowed to go. It's part of the Bria. When Hashem made the world, Hashem, he brought MS, Sheker, Chesed, what was the fourth one? Distance. Who do we follow? I don't know. Ask your rabbi. It's never good to lie. In my own personal experience in life, I was always caught by lies. I always end up having regret when I lie.
Who was calling Hashem? Was it Shaul using Doeg, or was Doeg using Shaul? Or
Both together. Doeg pushed him over the cliff. At the end, you're responsible for at the end of the day, you are responsible for your own actions. Doeg pushed Shaul over the cliff. But at the end of the day, Shaul made the decision. He gave the order. Achitofel, Shaul, everyone had their own agenda here. All right, you can't judge these people. Yeah, we can't. Again, these are sacred people. You gotta be very careful what you say and how you look at. This is a Mashiach Hashem. Mishichmai ulamala, there was no one greater than Shaul. Shaul never really came to an end. The story of Purim is all about the descendants of Shaul, Mordechai v'Esther. And Chazal said the Yom Tov of Purim will never be batel. And that's all part of the part of Shaul. It's his influence, Koyach of Purim, his descendants. So we have to be very, very careful and read a radak like this. It's really earth-shattering. Okay, we've finished the Mizmor Baruch Hashem. Tomorrow, Yirtz Hashem, we will begin Mizmor Samach Hey. Speed limit. Oh, I'm sorry, Samach Dalet, you're right. I'm going to give you Samach Dalet. Okay, not yet. Samach Dalet. We begin tomorrow, we'll take a short break. And then I want to learn the sugya today. We have some time to do two things, but we'll start off with the sugya of Sveik Sveika in the Sefira Asamra, a very beautiful article from Rabbi Shlemi Mitzion, Rabbi Feldman, Ben Zion Feldman, about the sugya. This is really where he shines. I got a really great article about Sveik Sveika, the way he presents it. It's fantastic. We have time. I want to talk more about Pesach Sheni. All right.
Yeah, hold on, progress. The first